Well, good Thursday, football fans. Welcome to the Soccer Central podcast. James Sharman here, alongside Thomas Dobby.
Hey,
Tom.
Yeah, good, you?
Excellent.
Nice.
No Dunlop right now. He's on his way, apparently.
Hopefully he's stuck somewhere.
Stuck somewhere. Yeah. A bit of snow falls, and he goes, oh, I'm stuck in traffic trying to get onto Blur. Right? You've done nothing for them.
Yeah.
You've had no plans. You're coming in just for this podcast, and you're late.
Oh, it's dead.
I mean, his rear-wheel drive Lexus can't handle the snow.
Where was he last week again? He was out somewhere. Oh, Windsor, right?
Windsor, yeah, that's right. Just dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Don't know how we'll cope, but he'll barrage in here at some point and talk all about his Portuguese roots and rubber shirts.
Great tweet, by the way, before the show, I was saying. Just anything you talk about if you're on the pod, but you're not. Losers.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Tons of good reaction, though. So people not too upset, apparently.
No. Kelly was a bit upset, I think. Maher. Kelly, how do you pronounce your name? M-A-H-E-R.
It seems like
Maher.
Maher, yeah.
But I think if it's Irish, it sounds Irish to me. And if it is, it'd be Maher, wouldn't it?
She'll get back to us.
Get back to us.
Calling anyway, and Kelly, dedicated listeners losers, really. Isn't that nice? Yeah, okay.
Kelly, we don't think you're a loser.
No.
Everyone else. But you, we don't. You are a loyal listener. As the idiot's not here right now, let's talk about some Capital One Cup, shall we?
Sure. Do we have to?
Well, I know. The dream's dead.
Ugh.
Our hopes have flung over to Wembley for that famous afternoon on a Saturday in, when is the final? Is it
March
February?
1st.
March 1st, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday.
And Liverpool could have played Sheffield United. Yeah. It's dead.
I had my dreams perked for about 8 minutes there when we drew level on aggregate and had 40 minutes to find the winner because away goals count after extra time, and just absolutely rocking, and we had a great chance. And then Harry Kane and Christian Eriksen showed why they're world-class players. And
ooh, world-class?
Well, Eriksen definitely is.
He is, isn't he?
Harry Kane, it was a world-class ball to put in Eriksen for the winner. I wouldn't call Harry Kane world class yet.
He might be one day. He's on the road to stardom, isn't he?
Although I think the last month or so, he's kind of come back to earth a little bit. But Eriksen, I mean, what can you say about this guy? Although it was against, you know, obviously my beloved Blades, it was, what a performance. I mean, the first goal, the free kick, was incredible. I don't think any goalie in the world would have stopped it. He couldn't have placed it any better. Arrowed off the corner and in, off the crossbar and in.
Good
and
idea.
Then the second one, I mean, I think that's his fourth or fifth goal in the 87th minute or later this year to win a game as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know. He's been incredible. Yeah. We actually got a tweet asking about Eriksen. Dr. Jay Khan.
Oh, our boy again.
Who is a doctor?
Oh.
He got back to me.
Yeah.
He's, now I can't remember what he is. But I think he works with kids, essentially. I apologize, doc. I do. But he's a real life doctor.
Amazing.
Probably. He is the most educated listener we have out there. Anyway, he said, how good is Christian Eriksen, and when do you think he'll suit up for Real Madrid?
It's a good question. Yeah. Because anytime, you know, any player kind of continues to develop and becomes that world-class player, you always think, well, they're going to go to.
Especially midfielders.
Yeah.
I mean, and Real Madrid need a midfielder who can hit their balls.
Yeah, they're desperate for it. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody that can really carve a team open and do that. Yeah. I mean, his progression just continues to amaze. I think that, you know, he carries that team at times, and with all those late goals, and again, you saw it. I mean, just that golf in class, and kind of came out of nowhere, and incisive pass from Kane, and Eriksen does it. And, you know, Spurs fans, they were I think they were very nervous, and they do want this trophy. I believe the last time that they won a trophy was back in 07 when they beat Chelsea in this same tournament. So I think I'm right on that. I think I saw that yesterday in the million match reports I read. But
more on Eriksen, though, quickly. Him and Kane have won more points than any other player in the league this season with their goals.
Yeah, there you go.
25 points. 25 points. And without those two players, they'd be languishing down in 12th place right now. And that apparently with Eriksen is a better return than Gareth Bale in his last year with the Spurs. So there's the Real Madrid connection again there. Because remember that last year with Bale, how dominant he was.
Oh,
he was incredible.
It was insane.
Especially with free kicks.
But, yeah.
Oh, really was. And Eriksen is funny because he's been available for a long time prior to joining Spurs. He was touted as making a big move to a really big club for a long time. And Spurs managed to snub it to get him. And it's been a good signing up and down, I guess, to a certain point. But generally speaking, like the last few weeks in particular, he's just found his game and he's dominating.
Yeah, and much like Bale, it's one of those guys where it's kind of a shame that you're not really going to probably see him on the international stage in major tournaments because you just don't have the support around him with Denmark, where same as Bale with Wales, that you kind of worry that will you ever see this guy play in a Euro or a World Cup? Probably.
It's how we thought about Nicholas Bentner as well.
Yeah, Denmark, of course.
You know, will we see this world-class player play in a big tournament?
So the last time Tottenham won a trophy was the 2007-2008 League Cup. I will give you two guesses at the man of the match in that match.
07-08
Spurs? I'll give
Spurs.
You a hint. A defender. And I'll only give you one guess because there's only a couple of... A defender and very much injury prone was the man of the match in this match.
Oh, and
you're going to guess one of the two.
And it's Ledley King.
It is incorrect.
Oh, really?
There's two that you're going to guess.
Oh, Jonathan Woodgate.
Jonathan Woodgate is correct. I knew that you'd go for one of the two. Jonathan Woodgate was man of the match in one. He scored the winner in extra time.
He could have been a world-class player, Jonathan Woodgate.
He could have been.
He was the real deal. Just couldn't stay fit. Where is he now? Is he retired now? Is he playing somewhere?
That's a good question.
While you look it up, I've got text. Middlesbrough. Dunlop has entered the building.
Plays for Middlesbrough again.
Is he still there?
He's back there.
How much is he playing this? Yeah, he must have been hurt a lot.
He's back there. Unbelievable.
Have a look there. Have a look. Find out how many games he's played. I'll give you $5 if he's played more than 10 games.
It doesn't look like he's played this
season. No, really?
Yeah. He played 25 games last year, though.
25?
Yeah.
Did he really? Jonathan, any Spurs name? J-O-N.
J-O-N.
Is it T-H-A-N?
A-T-H-A-N, yeah.
A-N, yeah.
I mean, look at
Jonathan's
Chelsea.
Jonathan's a weird name.
Look at that
Chelsea
team from that, though. It's 7 years ago now. And you look at Chelsea's team from that final. I mean, Cech, still there. Terry, still there. Mikel. Lampard, obviously not, but I mean, Drogba back there.
Oh, he's played one game
as
Jonathan Woodgate.
All right.
It was in the Cup against Man City. Carling Cup, Capital One Cup.
The game they won? He played in that 2-0.
Game? 2-0. Yep.
This past weekend.
Oh,
the Capital One Cup. No, that was in the FA
Cup. Sorry, that's the FA Cup, yeah. So Capital One Cup, when was that? That was, what's the date here? Give me a date here. There's no dates in these. Chelsea Loney, Patrick Bamford.
You got some video going there.
I got the right audio on it. Jonathan Woodgate.
Yeah.
Brilliant tackle. Anyway, he's played one game.
That's unbelievable, though. Yeah. He's still going.
Yeah. Back in that Leeds team all those years ago, huh? What could have been?
And Real Madrid,
Could have been, yeah.
Good.
Yep. Chelsea beat Liverpool 1-0. Again, Liverpool looking really good, I thought, in that match.
Yeah, and Mourinho gave them a lot of praise, but you always take everything Mourinho says with a grain of salt, but you wonder almost if it's a bit kind of taking the piss of them, but just saying patronizing, that's the word I was looking for, that they're kind of coming back together and Liverpool looks such a better side than they did earlier in the season and that they're finally getting it and stuff, but he's right. I mean, this is a team that finally looks like they can beat anyone in England again, and at the beginning of the season, it certainly didn't look like that, so... Yeah, I mean, they're doing the right thing.
You have to keep talking. Right. Or you can leave and let Dunlop in. He can't open the door.
Okay, you go.
I'll keep
talking.
You keep talking. The door is about, 20 seconds away, so give me a minute here, okay? My God.
Oh, I think the op's going to go get it.
Oh, is he?
There
okay,
we go.
All right.
Amazing.
We are such professionals here. Yeah. Actually, no, we are professionals. We're here on time. We got our cards to open the door.
Yeah.
That moron Dunlop.
Not so much.
Not so much.
So what do you think, Sharms, about Liverpool this season? I mean, are you...
There he is, man of the hour.
Nice young man, yeah. Okay. You expected a little bit of regression, obviously.
Yeah. Yep.
Where they are right now, so in this season, are you content? Are you upset? Are you kind of, this is what you thought? What's your take on it?
I've been over this before, given who they lost in Luis Suarez and Daniel Sturridge, I don't think we should be too surprised where they're at and what's happened so far. As I mentioned before, those goal scorers covered up all the cracks last year.
Yeah.
Right? This year, they're out. They can't score goals and the defense has been dreadful. But in recent weeks, they're playing a different formation. They're playing much better. Sterling's been a revelation up front. Sturridge is going to return probably this weekend against West Ham, on the bench at least, which gives more options. And, you know, the next, I think, five games, four of them are against teams above them. West Ham this weekend. It's a huge month coming up.
Yeah.
Nine games in 33 days, too.
They're, so they're five
they could
points,
be back in contention
they're five points
four
out
football,
of top four with 16 games to go. Like, they have a shot. They made a semifinal of, okay, albeit, you know, the least important cup. They went out of the group stage of the Champions League in the FA Cup. I think there's a huge opportunity now in the FA Cup. I mean, we saw all the upsets, right? Chelsea go out, Man City go out, Southampton go out, Tottenham go out. All of a sudden, Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool licking their chops thinking that, you know, if things go right and the draw goes right, they could have a pretty nice path to the final. Liverpool, though, blew it by drawing at home to Bolton and now have to go away from home in an extra fixture.
They've got Besiktas around the corner as well.
Yeah, not ideal.
So there's a lot of games.
Europa League, of course.
Yeah, but they've got to focus on the job at hand. That's top four.
Punters?
Hey, you know, we were very understanding in your absence.
Well, first time in my life I've been late for something with you guys. Just want to apologize and blame it on the snow entirely.
Did you just come back from Windsor?
No,
no,
I didn't. I'm not surprised that you guys couldn't find the right words. I've been told pediatrician is the doctor you were looking for.
Oh. Were you listening?
You were speaking about...
No. Dr. Jay Khan, listener.
Okay.
He is a doctor, and he
you were speculating as to what he is.
And he is a doctor. He's not a pediatrician, though. He might be, but the actual term of his... Keep talking, boys. I'll find out, because he did tweet me, and I'll find out exactly...
I mean, just going from Liverpool to medicine, this is quite the transition.
He's clearly, though, a very well-educated man and should have far better things to do with his day than listen to us.
But. Yeah, that just so he clearly has issues.
Yeah, yeah, clearly.
How's your week been, punters?
It's been okay, buddy. Yeah.
Did you watch Spurs Sheffield United yesterday?
You know, I didn't. I was playing hockey with the Sportsnet boys, and then I didn't make it home in time. But I certainly saw that the... Twitter response. I know there's some Spurs fans in the office that are quick to throw punches at you, which, of course, the response is, leave me alone for 48 hours.
Yeah, it wasn't that nice. Yeah,
oh,
we gave
sorry,
him a hell,
buddy,
we gave him a hell of a game, man.
I saw the highlights online. It was it certainly looked like a real battle, man. It's too bad. You guys come so close. But
save
at the end
some
of the day,
money. Save me $1,500 and a couple days off to go lose 4-0 to Chelsea at Wembley. But
FA Cup, man. FA Cup.
Yeah, FA Cup. You never know.
It's doable.
You never know.
Could happen.
Well, Man United in the next round if we get through. So if they get through, huge.
Big.
We have to mention the Diego Costa stamp in that match, of course. He's going to appeal the charge. And they've actually fast-tracked the hearing. Because you know that they are appealing, hoping that at the time that he could put it off and play in this weekend's match against Man City. But the FA are doing the right thing, or the Premier League's doing the right thing here. There's no way he doesn't get a three-match ban, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that he absolutely should. For what reason would you say otherwise? That it was
he wasn't looking, right? So it was unintentional. That's the argument I'm sure he'll give.
I think he was aware of where he was. Don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I love him, though.
Yeah.
I love that part of his game. I do. And he does it all, doesn't he? He's old school, but he does it all. He is a nasty piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's built for the Premier League. So I love the guy.
So you hope it's a one-match
ban.
And
that kind of incident just, you know, you see the legend grow.
Sure.
What a bastard.
Sure.
And I like bastards in football.
So you're all for the appeal then?
Am I for it?
Yeah.
Would I ban
him?
Do
you want to see him not receive a three-match ban?
Oh, no, I think he should.
Yeah.
But I still.
But you like the intention of
the
violence.
Yeah, I like.
All right, good.
I like the fact that he tried to break someone's leg.
Excellent.
I really condone that in professional sport. Leg breaking tackles and such.
In 15 years, like when I can only assume you're hurting for money and you write a book, awesomeness that you're going to put in there will be epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Just your opinions on things.
Well, the best part, in 15 years, I won't have to worry about, you know, being fired.
Right.
Or offending the company I work for because I'll be unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm retired.
Right. Pretty much.
Certainly unemployed.
He'll be in the lineup against Man City this weekend though, right?
Sorry?
Costa, he'll be in the lineup against Man City, right?
No, because they fast tracked the appeal. So he appealed and they're gonna hear it tomorrow. They could ban him tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
On Friday, right?
Right. So they fast tracked it specifically for that. Oh, that's huge then.
Yeah.
Right.
To avoid
massive.
Him getting off the hook then. Look at that. So I know I missed off the top. Have we spoken Figo yet?
Not yet.
Good.
It's on the list here.
Boy,
we'll wait.
It's nonsense. Such nonsense.
Nonsense if you think that responsible government is nonsense, then sure.
Do you think he'll actually... Has he got the backing of five
It sounds like, well, I mean, it sounds like it's quite split. The Dutchman, whose name now escapes me.
Thomas Rongen.
Right. Says that he has the adequate support as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if FIFA was quite split and divided on the issue.
We should clarify for those who don't know what we're talking about, which is probably most people. The FIFA presidency is up for grabs, of course, in, I think, is it May? I think it's May. Anyway,
end
whatever.
Of season, isn't it?
Regardless. Obviously, Blatter's running once again. There's not many names in the hats, but there are some more names filtering down now, including Luis Figo, an absolute legend.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Ginola.
Luis Figo. Mm-hmm. Ginola was. He's backed by Paddy Power, which is clearly just a promotional marketing
ploy
by them. He's pulled out now. Mm-hmm. I think today he pulled out. Surprise, surprise. It's a joke. And I imagine Figo will pull out as well. Why would he want that job? You're Luis Figo, man. You can live and do whatever you want.
You know, I thought about that as well. Like, why would you want that position? But these guys still love the tension. These guys still love power. You know, I think
there's power in that job.
And some people, yeah, there certainly is power in that job. But I think that there is some genuine intentions too, that he thinks, you know, the game that I love, the game that I've played, is going in a direction that isn't very good and isn't sustainable. So
I would rather see him.
Let's make a change.
I would rather see him than Sepp Blatter. But it doesn't make sense because I do, in fairness and truth, want a guy who's got some kind of experience running something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're not going to just thrust him in. And the deadline is actually midnight tonight, I guess.
Tonight, right.
Submissions. And then the ballot is May 29th. So, yeah, you were on that, Charms.
Well, let's all get behind the Jordanian prince then.
I think the FA is backing him. Is there not anyone else who can run? Surely someone.
Where is
what
Grant
is
Wall?
Tim Lawicki doing?
Imagine Tim Lawicki as president of FIFA.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow, 2028.
There's
World
no way
Cup
Blatter
the
isn't back, right? I mean, no, he's going to be.
He's going to walk it. He's going to walk it.
Mm-hmm. It's just Jesus. It's going to happen.
Jerome Champagne was on Euro Football Weekly with Dan Riccio and the boys, I think, 2 weeks ago, and he's fallen off the pace now. Mm-hmm. He's not going to do much, sadly. But yeah, Blatter's got his boys.
Instead of an election, why can't they just do what they did at the African Cup of Nations and just draw lots? That would be.
Got a tweet
better
about that, actually.
That would be much better that they
got a tweet about that.
Solve the situation that way instead.
Yeah. They should do it like the Ballon d'Or. Just get all the players and coaches and one media member to vote for the guy. That's what they should do. They never get it wrong, do they?
Speaking of Ballon d'Or, I was reading about Cristiano Ronaldo post-red card today and realized that I missed a headline story from a couple days ago. Did you know that him and Arena Shake broke up?
I found that out last week. Staggering news.
Crazy. Mm. Apparently, she, her and The Rock hit it off when she was in Hercules. I watched that movie. It was actually Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah.
And what's her name? Shake? Irina
Shake. Arena Shake.
Arena Shake.
Arena, yeah.
Arena?
Yeah, Arena Shake.
Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Okay.
Yeah.
No, she's, well, good for you for walking away from Ronaldo. Oh, apparently. She's going nowhere, that one.
I think the line that hooked him in the movie was, "You, me, kiss, kiss." That's what did it. And that's what won.
Really?
Won The Rock over.
Do you think Ronaldo's like weeping at night now and crying himself to sleep, or do you think he's just whoring himself?
Yeah, I wonder if he'll ever bounce back. You know? It's going to be really tough for him.
Say, man, though, so you set the bar pretty high, though. Yeah. But if anyone can you know, reach that bar again, it's Ronaldo. Let's be honest here.
I think he'll be okay.
He'll reset the bar. Yeah. Could you, I just imagine.
Another reason I hate him. Yeah. All my might.
He's just doing terrible things right now, isn't he? He's got some freedom. He was before, I'm sure, as well.
He's sitting in a lounge in some upscale bar in Madrid next to Sergio Ramos, and they're just flipping left on Tinder. That's what they're doing. It's good. Tinder Spain is going to explode.
Now, what does flipping left do precisely?
Yeah, I haven't been on Tinder.
I haven't even. Yeah.
I'm a responsible, mature man now. This is not deep.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? Slide left means.
Oh,
that dance.
Actually, it's a dance. The Atlanta Hawks did a Tinder night. Yeah, it was part of their promotional campaign to get people to the arena, which, of course, is the best team in the Eastern Conference. And it came up in that situation that swipe left is for one you agree with. Swipe right is if you don't care.
Really? Now, explain to me Tinder. Is it?
None of us are qualified.
But is it just for sex, or is it actually a dating
app? It's supposed to be for relationships.
Okay, but it turns out it's just people whoring themselves.
Well, because
who wants to get late tonight?
And basically, who's in your vicinity? It's GPS.
Where was this technology when I was single?
Oh, buddy,
my God,
I know.
Hey,
but think of
you guys are single relatively recently, relatively.
Tinder wasn't around like a couple years ago when
it's,
I was.
It has been a couple of years for you, hasn't it? Jesus Christ.
Two and a half.
Think of the diseases and itches that you've avoided because Tinder wasn't available
again,
for you.
I'm so jealous.
20 years
ago. Yeah. Oh my God. Earl Gordon, Sir Earl, he tweeted, Mali out of the AFCON after drawing of lots. Is it better or worse than losing on penalties?
It's way worse.
Way worse, I think.
Way worse.
At least you can control penalties to a certain degree.
Absolutely. If
you have penalties. Active, yeah.
Okay, of course, penalties is a bit of a lottery, but I mean, it's still, you know, physical skill. Lots is obviously complete crapshoot. It's terrible.
Have you seen that video? I saw it recently, actually, and it was back at the Gold Cup in 2000. Mm-hmm. Canada advanced at the expense of Korea.
Yeah.
Through lots. And there's actually video of it. There's Holger there and they all gathered around the officials. Never seen it before. I tweeted out about 2 weeks ago. It's pretty interesting. You mentioned Holger, right? You know, life of the party going just nuts.
I was trying to explain to someone the other day who was someone new to the sport that was asking me, like, when was Canada good? And I mentioned 2000 Gold Cup and they were looking it up online and then asked, why are Korea and Colombia allowed to participate in the North American tournament? Explaining that to someone who's new to soccer is very difficult to hook them into the sport.
You're better off explaining the allocation system in MLS, aren't you?
Oh, boy.
Let's be honest here. Speaking of your boy getting red carded, I thought it was nice to see Ronaldo lose the plot, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think so, too.
He's almost getting too perfect.
You're
a
kind of player. There you go. Yeah. Just like us.
Yeah. I've liked him a lot more in recent months, and seeing that, I like him even more now. Like he lost it. He is human. Maybe that's why. Maybe, obviously, a bad couple of weeks personally, and maybe some comment was said to him, and he just, you know, I'm not having this.
Idiot, Mar, you idiot. And he just swatted him in the face.
Yeah. Should have got a red card the first time around, right? When he was it the slap first or the kick first?
The slap first.
And you got and didn't get anything for that, did he?
Right.
Yeah.
But it was in the same sequence. Like it was in the same.
But there was a punch that was missed, and then there was the slap and the kick. So but he's back for the Atletico Madrid match, which is the big one. He only got a 2-match.
Yeah, I know. So typical.
Right?
Come on.
Of course.
There's a rugby match bad. I forget what paper it was. It was Metro or Express last night. I was reading that he was going to get 12. Give over. 12?
12 games.
Yeah. Sources close to the situation indicate he could get a 12-match ban.
You know who should get 12-match ban? Is Arda Turan.
Throwing his boot.
Atletico Barcelona. Barcelona 3-2 in the Copa. Throws his boot at the linesman and gets a yellow card for it.
Crazy.
How does that happen?
9 men. It was unbelievable. It was like right in front of at him.
It was not even a red card.
I posted on Facebook last night. Thank you, just for Arda Turan for doing that to create the memes that have come about. Have you seen some of them?
No.
The Arda Turan. Well, there's some epic ones, but this is a fantastic historical image that involves shoe throwing.
And nice one! Yeah, yeah, George Bush. That's funny.
When the Iraqi reporter got up.
Oh my God, these pictures. Dunlop.
What's going on?
What's on your phone?
Oh God. I know you're in Windsor last week, but. Jesus.
How could you?
Put that phone away. Vile images.
Boy. I got nothing
that
to hide.
That can't be legal.
Nothing to hide. I'm actually surprised. Was it your dog or was it? Came across.
Was it just a stray you picked up on the street? Anyway, that was amusing, wasn't it?
Barca, good performance, though, away from home. Torres, again. So I think Torres has scored now 3 times for Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
And they've all been inside like 48 seconds of the half, each of them. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It really is insane. That game was just nuts. It was on at the pub at the same time as the Blaze one. I was just like, what is going on
Spain's
over there?
Spain's really good this year.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, the last couple of years has been. But again, this year, and it's Barca's just a point off Real Madrid now. Mm-hmm. Atletico's not that far off.
Even Valencia and Villarreal are having really good seasons and keeping within, I mean, they're not going to win the league or anything, but within that touching distance where, you know, it's a close-knit table.
It's competitive when the big boys play them on a given weekend.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a 30-point gap between them at the end of the season.
Yeah, maybe some meaningful games. Yeah, no, very exciting. Too bad we can't watch them too easily.
No, no one cannot. But if you pay a certain subscription fee, you can have access to it on your mobile devices.
Oh, $15 a month. I can't afford that. Got to get every week. You know, you'll tweet out, you know, we have this game on Sportsnet World. Timeline. Well, nice view that you can afford it. And this kind of stuff. Like, guys, don't blame me. I didn't set it up.
The system. But it's know what? In all fairness, for anyone who makes an argument against it, it's so valuable in the sense of, if you have other things going on in the day, be it it's a Saturday and you can't sit in front of the TV and watch 7 hours of football, you have to go to Home Depot once, those games on Sportsnet World now online are archived.
Yeah, I know.
So you can start and stop them at any single point.
You can go back on Sunday morning and watch the early game from Saturday.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's incredible. Or you can be like me, wake up Sunday afternoon and watch the early game from Sunday morning.
Yeah.
On demand. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And really, for is it $17 now?
20 with taxes, let's say.
Yeah, okay, sure.
It's worth it.
I think it's worth it.
If you're a football fan,
if you're,
it's worth it.
Yeah, if you're energized enough to whine and complain and email me and tweet me, then you're obviously a big enough fan that you should find a way.
Right.
Right? Just drink 3 less beers that week.
Sure.
There's someone who would never drink 3 less beers.
Yeah, exactly. Drink 3 more beers just to offset
your feeling and your anger.
Exactly. Somebody did ask here on a tweet, Bishop Vilred, I think very much, well, I know, in taking the piss about Romanian Liga 1 and the Winter Liga 1, whatever the hell it is. Winter break is too long. But that made me think about the Bundesliga, which is back tomorrow with Wolfsburg playing Bayern. They haven't played since December 21st in the Bundesliga. That is far too long. I know they always take that winter break, but this one seems ridiculous. And 40 days.
But they say the players need to rest, right? And I mean, if there was any validation in that, say, for example, they won a World Cup or something and their players are rested and healthy, I think it probably is too long. I like the winter break idea. But, I do. But I think a month's too long.
Originally, but it's just been this way for decades. And it was because they were amongst the last grounds to introduce the undersoil heating.
So
that's what it
nowadays
came from. But I think as far as the players are concerned, who would ever argue otherwise?
What do Germans do in January?
I don't know.
There's no football. What are they doing? Are they skiing? Are they? I mean, you can see them shutting down for October.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest, just party the entire month.
Scheiße videos or something.
Yeah, probably like fucking Dunlop's phone.
Yeah, exactly. Doing Dunlop's phone.
Our German listeners, I know there's a couple of German listeners out there. Let us know, what do you do in January?
Yeah. Great German pub in London that we went to.
Oh, I was just really bad jokes. Okay. $90 nice young ladies. Sausage and meats that came out.
Oh, it was a sausage fest.
Oh, boy.
A nice young lady there.
Wurst on King Street here in Toronto is a great restaurant.
Is it good? Yeah.
Bar. Great craft brews and sausage.
Yeah.
I guess the fact that they play 34 matches and stuff that makes it time. Maybe it is better off having 18 teams.
Germany do pretty much everything better than everywhere else, right? Yeah. Yes. So it probably makes sense.
It's January 29th, and Bayern Munich have conceded 4 goals in the league. All right.
The league's losing its appeal because of that, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, if Wolfsburg can beat them tomorrow, it's only an 8-point gap.
Who will they pillage this offseason from their rivals? Mm. Weaken their rivals and strengthen them.
If you're a fan of any team except Bayern in Germany, it really is probably a very sad and depressing state of affairs.
You probably love January because your team's not losing to Bayern Munich.
What is the possibility that Dortmund could actually go down? Because, I mean, you're sitting there halfway through the season.
You keep saying no, 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 but...
You keep saying no, 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 but look at the teams that are down there with them as well. It's like a big name is Dortmund, Bremen, Stuttgart, Hamburg, all, sitting there. Two of them in the drop zone, two just out on goal difference. It's incredible.
Hamburg have struggled, though, to stay consistent. And
They've 9 goals this season, Hamburg.
Werder Bremen have been running around for a long time.
In 17 games.
Yeah.
It's like the Leafs.
it's possible. I mean, if they don't tank in the Champions League, then who knows?
I mean, Dortmund also, rumors are, really considering selling Mats Hummels to Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether it's in January or next summer, that's a huge deal.
Oh, you fit.
Is that your Martin Tyler experience?
Joke, yeah. It was, if you've ever stood in a room with someone whose voice just is so iconic, and then you unexpectedly hear that voice from the back of the room, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you don't care
for
what
you,
else
that's
is
a
going
lot.
On.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair there. Martin Tyler at the Champions League final press
that's
conference
correct,
two
yeah.
years ago, right?
That's right. That was the highlight of our lives.
Throw the, 2 legs with Juve in there. It's going to be interesting to see how long they kind of stay in there. Like, if they're in there with 4 or 5 matches to go, be insane. It would be really crazy to see that.
See, Arjen Robben got bitten by a crocodile.
Did he?
During training. In the Emirates, apparently. Yeah.
What are there, crocodiles in the Emirates?
I was surprised by that, too. They probably bought in some...
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Quadrillionaire's private soccer academy.
Right
we've got some pools for the Gators because it just looks nice.
Right next to the Penguin Experience at Al Ittihad FC.
Yeah, the all air-conditioned outdoor venue. I can't wait for Qatar 2022. It's going to be amazing.
Neither can I.
Just amazing.
2022.
See, your boy Jose Altidore scored this week for the USA against Chile.
The celebration that must have happened in Don Garber's morning meeting today. There was champagne spilling all over the walls to see Breck Shea, who's returning to MLS, and Jose score. Mm. That's good for, I mean, they lost 3-2 to a very weakened Chile. But the better the U.S. national team does, the better it is for MLS and the better it is for the game in this part of the world. Whether you love MLS, as some people listening do, or whether you're a little not so warm to it as other people.
Like across the table.
It's a messed up.
Well, now with Benoit Cheyrou coming. interesting.
When you get that new weekly segment on the Tim and Sid show.
My brother texted me this morning.
You have a new weekly segment?
No, new MLS segment.
Oh. Yeah.
I woke up to I woke up to a text from my brother saying, "Oh, Cheyrou to TFC." So yeah,
Bruno Cheyrou. I know. I thought too. He's got a brother.
I was like, "That's unbelievable."
Benoit.
Yeah.
Cheyrou. So not the new Zidane. The new Zidane's brother, Benoit Cheyrou, looks like a decent player actually.
Yeah, I mean,
central midfielder.
I've
played beside Bradley.
I've seen him play in France a couple times. Once I kind of, you know, saw who he was with Marseille. Been there for so long. I mean, 219 appearances. It's you know, it's one of those guys where if he's motivated and seemingly, you know, ready to deliver for this team, I think that he could be a huge signing for them. I think that he could be one of those guys where he'll just slot in very nicely and one of those guys where he'll have the time and the touch to play that finesse game in MLS. And I think that it could be a really good signing.
Reminds me a lot of when they signed this other guy, Laurent Robert.
Oh, my God.
That was mentioned on Twitter. I saw that today a few times. Yeah. Yeah. There's still talk about Giovinco arriving before the summer, this January. We'll see. Apparently, the club's leaving it up to him and his agent to discuss at Juventus. Now, if you're Juve, you know, you're competing on all these fronts. You do wonder why they would ditch him. You need depth.
Depth, yeah.
But we'll see. And given the 7 weeks on the road to start the season,
That's got to happen. They need to do that. They need to make that happen.
I saw a training video, a video of Juve training. It was Digby had posted or someone. And Giovinco's running and all the guys are kind of chirping him as they just go through the running drills. It was a generic viz shot, but I just noticed the conversation between Giovinco and those guys. And I would imagine all of his teammates and buddies knowing how much he's going to make when he's coming here, that he's had to pick up every restaurant tab every time they've gone out to the bar, that he can't wait to leave so he doesn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of players that right now in the Serie A thinking, oh, really? Yeah. That much money?
Crazy money.
They're going to consider it now as well.
I remember when we had the Serie A a couple of years ago and I was putting together some finance blog I was writing or whatever, and it had just come out that day, the salaries of every Serie A team. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe how low on the big team. Some like Roma had 5 guys making more than €1 million. Diego or Fabrizio Micheli at Palermo was the only one making over €1 million at Palermo. It was 1 million and €10.
Yeah.
Wasn't anything significant, just to put him over that mark.
Of course, when we did the Serie A, the score was 11 years ago? Feels like it. I was at the score today. Well, sorry. 360.
Oh yeah?
Down there, yeah. Doing a shoot.
Por qué?
Those were the days.
Shoot for
just
what?
Just doing some Champions League top 50 goals.
Oh, nice.
Shows for Sportsnet World, which costs
$17 a month. They still use the studio there?
What's that?
It's still
there, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing else there. It's like a mortuary.
Mm.
Deadest. Oh,
but
memories floating by.
Do you still get hooked up at the Starbucks in the lobby?
Not a freebie.
Ah.
No.
Not even a handshake or a good to see you?
No, but I did with
the
caretaker guy, one of the cleaners.
Oh, nice.
The African guy.
Yeah, of course.
He's lovely, lovely guy. He's been there for years now.
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
He's a big fan of Manchester United, though. But he was there, so yeah. Anyway, listeners are loving this.
Yeah.
This is great content.
Is Cuadrado happening or what?
I don't know.
For this weekend, they're saying, even possibly.
What's it, like a release clause? About 27
27, I think, 27.9.
Sure,
they're
leaving to accommodate him. I don't know why Mourinho doesn't like Schürrle.
No, I don't understand what the rush and the urgency would be. I thought Schürrle slotted in very, very well.
The only solution, he hates Germans.
Yeah, could be that.
The transfer deadline is
Monday at 6 p.m. our
Monday?
Time.
Yeah. The 2nd?
6 ARC time.
Yeah. It's 11 o'clock their time.
Monday the 2nd.
I don't understand why it's 11 and not midnight. That has always thrown me off.
I can't fathom. I mean, some of the numbers getting thrown around for what Schürrle is going to go for, like £30 million.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Unbelievable.
Of money, isn't it?
I can't see that.
He's a World Cup winner.
That. Yeah, I know, but he's been a bit of a fringe player and a bench player for the last year and
but
a half.
But he can be huge. Years. I mean, look at, you know, look at Arsenal gave Danny Welbeck the opportunity to be a starter and be the...
Yeah, but for what, 15?
for half.
He's also English and cranked the price by 5 million just because of that, right?
World Cup winner, that's all you got to put on the CV.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I said that in our Scott Winter's voice, the way he used to talk to our German cameraman, who actually isn't German. I think he's got
German.
Six generations back. Someone came from Germany in the 1700s, and we
you know that he was born in Ludwigshafen in Germany. That's where Schüller was born.
Scott Winter's
Chelsea.
No.
Maybe. For all we talk about, you know, Chelsea spending all this money and them and Man City doing this, but. You think of the business Chelsea have done selling players off. They've actually done really well recouping money. I mean, they got, 37 mil for Mata. Mm-hmm. They got 50 for Luiz, right? Like, that's huge money right there. That's easy.
Matic was great signing.
Yeah, well, I mean, but the players that they sell off.
Yeah, I know.
You know, De Bruyne, I think they made quite a piece of cash. So, Lukaku was, 28 mil?
Yeah, 20. Yeah,
it's a lot of, 25. That's 100 million that they've sold off.
Are you excited about the deadline? You could be, glued to your TV or your
not as much
Twitter
as
feed.
I was in recent years, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know if it's a combination of not being so entrenched in it exclusively anymore, or the fact that, of all the rumors that have come about, they're so ridiculous that you don't even follow them up the next day.
I think Phaneuf might leave. I think Phaneuf might be traded.
Why isn't
Sharon's on fire today?
This is I should come in late every day. This has been a good start.
Yeah, it's been a very good start. We're almost finished. We got to be out by 6.
We
what's
do.
Up
yeah,
with
that's
that?
Right.
Hustled up for the Leafs game.
I don't know why. Just being kicked out.
All right, Chelsea City prediction. Somebody wanted that on Twitter as well.
Chelsea
this
City.
This is for you, at somebody.
Chelsea
Leo
City.
I.
It all depends. Costa, I imagine, won't be there. Fabregas is a sore hammy. Mm-hmm. City just haven't been the same without Yaya.
City almost have to,
defense has been dreadful.
City would have to be happy with a draw, because if they lose, 7 points becomes, again, and I know that it's already been closed up this year before, but, you know, with it going to be 15 games left, City are going to think a point would be okay, because 4 back, we can handle that, so.
I can see Schürrle scoring a goal in that one, in his last game, and then Lampard coming on late. And scoring the equalizer.
Imagine, eh?
Just like it happened in September. I can see a draw, though, yeah. I can see a draw, to be honest with you. I think both teams have their question marks right now through injury.
I think
or
both
suspension.
Teams would be happy enough with a draw, yeah.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you this much, if Chelsea win, I think it's game over. That's 8 points. This is a must not lose for City, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that headline. Can you please open the show with
must not lose? I'm actually on the
it's
show.
It's a must not lose
Saturday,
for
I'm
City,
not
yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, you can still slip it in there.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do it for you.
Do it.
I'll definitely use it, actually.
It's a great line. Yeah. It's a very Charmin. It's a Charmanism that people.
No matter
more.
How Jerry throws to me, I'll just.
It's
come
a
that
must
line.
Not
so,
lose for City.
So, you know, it Jerry is. Goes, you know, before we get to Chelsea, Man City, James, Liverpool this weekend against West Ham, your thoughts? It's a must not lose for Man City.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just going to get it out.
Do it in a voice like that as well. Yeah.
You
should use more accents.
Like Beckham.
On TV, yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway, yeah, draw. I think it's a draw. Jose's whining a lot right now, isn't he? He didn't meet with the media today. Yeah. It's a siege mentality, all this self-importance. It's getting boring.
You're so
shut
annoying.
Up. Just shut it. Just shut it.
Is that one on Sportsnet?
Oh, it's on Sportsnet.
Giddy up.
That's the late
Sportsnet
one for
one
us.
In world, I think I saw, actually. Yeah.
Yep. We're on
won't
tomorrow.
Won't begin up for Newcastle. So.
No.
No, we haven't got that, though. Don't worry about
it. Sportsnet right, World
we
on
have,
Demand.
We have Liverpool West Ham.
That's
we
good
have
one, yeah.
West Brom Spurs. Mm-hmm. We have Stoke QPR. No, Boyan. Boo. And we got Chelsea Man City. What?
Boyan.
Just, he's out. That's the season, man. It's brutal. Really enjoyed him.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Any other tweets here? We did that.
Villa
did that,
finally scored a couple goals, punters. That's
they
good.
They did. Unbelievable.
Who'd you guys get in the next round?
I didn't remember? See. I didn't see the draw. You mentioned it earlier, and I thought.
Leo Saru, by the way, asked us for our predictions of that match.
Oh, yeah, Leicester at home.
Mo Square asked us about Schürrle, how great he will be.
Opportunidad.
Big time.
What else do we have here? Should Balotelli, this is a J.C. Morrison, should Balotelli grow a moustache like Aldrich and Rush? He grew a moustache when he came off the bench last time out. He had a moustache.
I don't know who Aldrich is.
John Aldrich?
No. Cole Aldrich plays for the New York Knicks.
Him. Legend.
Legend. Obviously, no, Rush has,
he stepped into the breach when Rushy left. He was great. Looked just like Rush, too. Very similar players. Looked like literally.
Never heard of him.
But yes, sure. Ballo should keep growing that stash. give us some reason to watch
it. He does look like Rush.
Doesn't he?
It's unbelievable that he hasn't figured it out yet.
It is. All right, well, listen, we got to go because we've been kicked out for some reason. Again, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Also, this weekend on sportsnet.ca, there's going to be a live match blog throughout the entire day, from the early kickoff right through the late kickoff. JMO's doing it. Give us your thoughts, your comments. He'll be posting videos. God knows what else. Maybe some pictures, some Dunlop's phone. Not sure. It's possible. But yeah, it's the first time we're doing it. If it's get a good response. Much like, remember the old live blog on the Footy Show?
I do remember.
Which
it.
Be yeah, here would host.
You gave me my start
five
on
or
that,
six people
in that position.
Tune in and jump on there.
That was
hey, guys. Well, John in Etobicoke says
that kind of stuff, right?
Alex in Scarborough thinks Lecce are shit.
Brandon in St. Louis thinks.
Yeah. There was a lot of Brandon St. Louis.
It was. Anyway, yeah, so please check that out. Dobbs, punters, thank you so much. I'm so sorry.